Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. It is an absolutely picture-perfect day here in Athens. I am hanging out with you at Grindhouse until 2 p.m. this afternoon. And we got to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in a very special guest to the program. Who better to have on G-Day than a DGD himself? Aaron Murray is on the WadeFord.com hotline. Aaron, how are you?
Good, man. In Athens, going to be on the call for the game this afternoon. So, like you said, it is an absolutely picture-perfect day to be in Sanford. So, hopefully, it'll be a good crowd. I know, you know, it's been a little bit of a discussing point of it being on Masters weekend and Tiger making the cut, but you can still come out there, watch some G-Day, and still get back and watch some Masters pre and post. So hopefully we have a good crowd out there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I have a bird's eye view right now of the street as I am on the rooftop of Grindhouse Burgers. I'm seeing a lot of red and black right now, Aaron, so I think we're going to be in a good spot.
Love to hear that. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good day. So I know a lot of excitement. You know, met with the coaches yesterday. They're excited. Met with some of the players as well, and I think Kirby just does such a good job of, you know, I've covered a lot of different spring games over the years, and you know, everyone has a little different feel of, you know, drafting players or, you know, just different ways of formatting the actual day. And a lot depends on health. You know, if you have certain position groups, especially interior, offensive line, defensive line, where it's hard to make it a full game, you have to kind of tweak it a little bit here or there. But you know, it's the way Kirby's been able to recruit. You know, his ability to create competition day in and day out. You know, he wants to treat this like a game. You know, everyone go out there and compete good on good and get some really good tape out there before everyone, you know, kind of takes off before this, you know, the main Master time.
Aaron, what does it mean for this program to have Carson Beck coming back and steady that quarterback position as there is a lot of change around him?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, you got a guy that, I mean, you look at the NFL draft this year, and you're seeing a lot of buzz of, you know, top three guys would go 1, 2, 3. J.J. McCarthy's kind of that number four guy, can go somewhere in the top 15, top 20. You know, I think Carson would have been that number four. You know, so you were talking about a guy that if he left this year, could have been in the top 20 in the NFL draft. And that's who you get back for a second season. I mean, I don't know where, I mean, that's where I would peg him. I mean, I like J.J. McCarthy, but you know, I thought Carson had significantly better tape than J.J. did last year. And if J.J. is going to get drafted where he's going to get drafted, why wouldn't have Carson Beck kind of been in that conversation? So that's what you're getting back. You're getting back an elite first-round talent, a guy that I think can work his way to be possibly the number one quarterback taken off the board next year in the NFL draft, a Heisman contender, a guy that's going to have a lot more confidence now, can make all the throws. And you said there's a lot of difference around him, and I'll push back a little bit on that. You know, you return A lot of guys up front. This is pegged as going to be one of the best offensive lines that Kirby's ever had. So there's a lot of continuity up there. You do return Oscar Delp, who, you know, I know he's not Brock Bowers, but Oscar played a ton last year. So Carson had an opportunity to work with him a lot. I'm really excited about Lawson Lucky as well. And then the receivers. I mean, you bring in Ra-Ra and Dom Lovett a year ago, and those guys kind of worked their way in and out of the starting lineup last year. So you've had an opportunity to work with those guys, you know, Arian Smith, Dylan Bell. So I think there's actually a lot that is returning. I know we focus on, you know, you lost Brock Bowers, you lost Ladd McConkey, you lost Rosemary Jack Saint, but then you take a step back, it's like, damn, you're actually returning a lot of really good, talented guys and a bunch of guys that were only in their first year of the program last year that you'd anticipate take a step in the right direction this year.
Talking with Aaron Murray here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game to get a preview of G-Day. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock, as Aaron said. He will be on the call, so make sure you check him out. A guy that you just mentioned I want to hone in on, I think a potential breakout candidate this season for the Dogs is Dylan Bell. I've been reading that he's going to focus a lot more on strictly receiver this year. I think he could be a stud.
Yeah, I mean, he was a stud last year, and you know, he's not. You know, like the question would be like, how do you replace a guy like Brock? And I think when you look at the tight end room, and I'll get to the old Dylan Bell thing from kind of me going off tangent a little bit. When you look at the tight end room, I think you have two guys that combined give you a little bit of a Brock Bauer feel with what they're able to do. Oscar, you know, good pass catcher, but a really good blocker. Lawson, more of the guy you can kind of flex around and you know, use in a variety of ways to create matchups. But I think Dylan Bell is that kind of Swiss Army knife. I mean, that is what Brock Bowers was. He could be a tight end. He could block. He could run routes from a three-point stance. He could flex out. He could play in the slot. He could play singled up as an X receiver on the backside. He could get jet sweeps. I mean, he was kind of Mr. Do-It-All. And, you know, I think Dylan Bell hits a lot of that. You know, maybe not, obviously, you know, hand in the dirt, three-point stance, you know, hip-to-hip with a tackle, but putting him in the slot, matching up, you know, single him up on the backside, you know, putting him as a wildcat quarterback, giving him a jet sweep, putting him at running back, you know, in certain situations where it's a known passing down and you can put Dylan Bell possibly in the backfield and get him matched up with a linebacker. So he's that, you know, Debo Samuel-esque type Swiss Army knife, you know, slash some of the stuff you did with Brock Bowers. Like, that's the type of athlete that Dylan Bell it is. So, yeah, I agree with you, man. I think there's going to be a big emphasis from Bobo of – how can we find ways to create matchups with Dylan Bell, get 86 in space and against linebackers and safeties and see what he can do?
Looking at the defense, Aaron, as we're talking with Aaron Murray here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Nazir Stackhouse, I think he could be a guy that I'm not calling him the next coming of Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. Those are not fair expectations. Those are two once-in-a-generation talent, although there was two of them at the same time. Funny enough, Nazir Stackhouse is a guy that I think could settle down that defensive line and maybe provide a little bit of an extra push that wasn't there at all times last year, especially against Alabama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I think a big emphasis this entire spring, I would say, would have to be just the defensive line in general. And it's not just the guys on the interior, but setting the edge. I mean, how many times did you hear Georgia fans complaining the entire year about, offenses being able to bounce it to the outside, offenses being able to, get to the edge and run the football. So, if you can create some push up front, that's great. And I do think Nazir has an opportunity to continue. I thought Warren Brinson played really well last year, and he definitely stuck out in my eyes a lot. You bring those two guys back, they got some pretty good depth there. They have a couple of young guys that were, like Jarrett, who was a big-time freshman last year, 350 pounds, kind of looks and feels like Jordan Davis. He's someone that, you continue to work him into shape. He's someone that could play a lot in a bigger role this year. But really, my eyes aren't really in the inside, but I want to see those outside guys. Georgia brought in a ton of really highly recruited guys a year ago, which they always do. But how do those guys take that step this next season? Obviously, you got Mikel that's going to be playing a little bit outside linebacker, defensive end. We know what kind of a stud he is, but guys like Mpemba and a variety of those other, once again, 4- and 5-star defensive ends, outside linebackers that were brought in last year's class, are those guys ready to get more physical, take their game to another level? Because they're pretty young up front. I mean, overall, it's a young defense. They got a couple guys that are some veterans, but like I said, they got a lot of youth at the outside. You have two returning inside linebackers, but, those guys are still technically freshmen when it comes to college, C.J. Allen. So you have a lot of youth there, and then you have some youth in the back end that you have to replace with the three defensive backs that are leaving. So, it's a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys that have played, but really you want to see them take another step forward.
You just mentioned the back end of that defense. A guy I'm looking at as he recovers, and I think he's going to have a great year, is Malachi Starks. I think he could be, in contention for Defensive Player of the Year. I think that's how good he could be, Aaron.
Yeah, I think Malachi, I don't know how much we're going to get to see from him today, just coming back from the injury. But he's maybe the number one safety taken off the board next year. It's a top 10 or top 15, top 20 pick, depending on obviously needs of teams in the NFL draft. And also some leadership. I think that's the big key too. When you lose Javon, who is a great leader, when you lose Kamari and you lose Tyke, guys that have played a lot of football, really good leaders, now it's Malachi. Malachi is the guy that's played 2 years. Malachi is the All-American. Guys will look to him like Janelle, if he takes over that star position. Like, there's a lot of youth in the secondary. But, if you can build around one of the best defensive players in America and he can take his leadership to another level, I'm excited about him, man. I know they're excited about those DBs and those guys getting an opportunity and see if they can fill some pretty big shoes from a year ago.
Talking with Aaron Murray here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He will be a part of the call today for G-Day. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock, and you make sure you catch him on the broadcast. All right, let's look at the schedule here, Aaron, with the last couple of minutes. You got the obvious two ones that stick out, September 28th at Bama, the first match for Kalen DeBoer versus Kirby, and then you got to go to Texas on October 19th. Do you think, even if Georgia drops one of those games, they'll still be good to be in contention for a top spot in the college football playoff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you look at the schedules for a lot of these teams. I mean, it's hard for me to feel like a lot of teams are going to go or have a really legitimate chance to go undefeated. So I think dropping one, like going 11-1 still might make you the number one, number two team in America when it's all said and done. So, I think they're perfectly fine to drop one. I think they're fine to drop two. You may lose the opportunity to maybe get to Atlanta. You may lose the opportunity to get a first-round bye, but going 10-2 with that schedule, I think Georgia's fine. You get to 9-3, you need some help. But I do think they could take care of business in Tuscaloosa. I think the game in Austin is going to be one of the best games in college this entire season. I'm really, really excited about that one. That's going to be tough, obviously, to play there. And I think Ole Miss is a good football team. I think Georgia's better. We saw that last year. Ole Miss is definitely upgraded. The defensive side of the football, they lost their top running back in Judkins, but then they get a top receiver from South Carolina. So I think that offense is going to be really, really good. You would expect the defense to be better this season. So that's going to be a tough game in Oxford. But I still think overall Georgia's a more talented roster. But you're going on the road. So three very difficult games. But Georgia's more than capable of winning all three. And I feel pretty good saying that they will win at least two of them.
All right, Aaron, before I let you go, I just want to get a little insight from both your playing days and now covering the team and calling the games. What does G-Day mean to you?
G-Day is a lot of fun, man. I think it means a lot to, you know, as a player, you want to get out there in front of the fans and put out a good show. You know, it's always exciting. You haven't, you know, played in front of the fans in, you know, 5 months, 4 or 5 months, whatever it's been. So it's always special. Any opportunity you get to put the G on the helmet and get down there in that incredible, you know, stadium, get on that field. So it's a lot of fun, and I think it's great for fans. You know, there's a little bit more chill, obviously. You're not worried about losing the game. You get a kind of a sneak peek of some of the players that, you know, you followed in high school that maybe you didn't get to see a lot last year and see how those guys progress. So definitely more of a chill vibe, pretty cool vibe. And like I said, man, anytime you get to strap it up between the hedges is always pretty dang special.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the time, Aaron. Have a great call today and continued success.
Thank you. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.